back, bitches. It's episode four. It's episode four.
I like Thor.
Special Marvel themed episode for today.
We don't hate Thor. Hot as fuck. Okay, anyway. So welcome back to episode four of Thick and Tired with the Kirby Godmothers. Today, girls, we are going to talk all about trends. Trends. We did our research and we're here to talk about trends. Also, I want to go ahead and wish everyone a happy Women's Month.
Women's History Month.
Yeah. I think this is a good time to like talk to each other and tell each other who our favorite woman in history is. Right? That's like a fun way to kick this off.
Yeah. I think so.
I love women.
Can't wait. I'm going to start.
Okay, you start.
So I love my favorite woman of all time is Rosie O'Donnell, but old school Rosie from the Rosie Show.
I was going to say that's controversial.
No, not new school Rosie because I feel like she's kind of a twat now. Rosie O'Donnell, do you remember the Rosie O'Donnell Show?
Yes.
She was fucking hilarious. She was amazing. She did a lot for our community. I love the little koosh balls. I actually, in middle school, we all had to pick someone to be, and I picked Rosie O'Donnell, and I actually had a fake TV show of hers. Because every time I used to fake sick at school, I used to watch the Rosie O'Donnell Show. But if you look back, and the way she speaks to people and interviews people, fascinating. I thought she was great. Now she's kind of a little fucking nuts, but like, I love Rosie O'Donnell. So there you go. Don't judge me. Next, Gia, what's your favorite one?
Honestly, I have a long list.
Well, pick one.
As much as I want to say Wendy Williams, I'm going to go with Martha Stewart today.
Martha Stewart.
I don't know what she's contributed to women's history or anything like that.
She's
but
a bad
I really
bitch.
Love her transition from model to homemaker. I really enjoy that she has two chow chows. one is named Genghis Khan, which is a downside, but I love Chinese history, but that's a side note.
Really?
It's so interesting in school. I love history. I guess that is one of my fun facts. But I love Martha Stewart. I have holiday ornaments handmade of her and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, handmade.
Yeah, well, they're my favorite celebrity duo. Snoop Dogg, obviously. And then, of course, Martha Stewart. I love their
But wait, you union. Make, like, macaroni?
No, so I came home from college one break, and my sister got clear holiday ornaments, and she, like, Mod Podged on photos of Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
That's awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you know Justin met her?
How?
Working at, he does contract nursing, so he was at an event with her, and he talked to her for a while. He was like, where's Snoop Dogg? She's like, I don't know, he's my best friend.
I love that. I would love to do an interview with Martha Stewart.
Well, there you go.
And Snoop Dogg.
Martha and Gia.
I love Martha, MS.
Leah.
Okay, mine is Anna Wintour.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I just love her. Did you know that she was actually a college dropout? Did you know that?
I believe it. Most of them are.
Wow, yeah.
So, but she just, like, against all odds, just became a millionaire. Billionaire.
Yeah.
Best of
She's the best editor
of the best.
For Vogue, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I have to, like, read up on her because she's fascinating. I always
she
see
is.
Her.
Oh, my God. You have to look at her interviews.
Even,
they're the
like,
best.
Her, like, just her whole aura, like, it's insane, you know?
She has a big thing about not wearing, like, trends. You
really?
Have to read about it, yeah. If you don't know about, like, how she dresses.
That's the theme of the day. So.
Yeah.
A fun fact
yeah.
is I went as her for Halloween one year.
That's hilarious.
Because you have, like, the classic bob
yeah.
and the glasses. That's it. That's all you have to do. And
she
then
always
the little
wears the glasses,
jacket.
Right? Always?
Always.
Does she have a personality? Because she seems kind of like
oh,
a
my
twat.
Gosh. She's, yes. And that's why I love her.
Because she's a twat.
Yeah, because she's just, like, aggressive and direct. Like, she gets what the fuck she wants. She's also a Scorpio, and I love Scorpios.
Wow, that makes so much sense for her.
Watch interviews with her.
I'm going to.
Oh my God, she's
I'm gonna
the best.
Google
that when
like,
I get home.
Shows like the Tonight Show and stuff like that, and she actually has quite a personality. So,
she does.
All right.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But I just think it's so cool how she like builds an empire as being a college dropout. And I thought of you because.
Well,
you know, you didn't finish college.
No,
because of
like a semester.
Because of a crazy story.
Young girls out there, fuck college if you're listening. Okay.
Well, you could still make something of
it. And neither did my husband. He was actually didn't even graduate from high school. He did get his GED, but
yeah.
So very successful people can come from that.
That's true.
Corinne, who's your favorite woman of all time?
So I have a couple, but it like molds into like one big thing, which is shocking. So like Diane Keaton, Meryl Streep, Meg Ryan, I just feel like they're unapologetically themselves and they just kind of like go for it. And I don't know, like I've always been kind of like in love with like actresses and like especially like models and stuff. Like even when I was younger, like watching like fashion magazines like from the 80s, like Cindy Crawford, you know, people like that. And I was just always like, wow, like their different stories are just amazing how they came up from some of them like nothing and then just made like these amazing
did things amazing. Obsession. Back in like late middle school, early high school, like I was so obsessed with models.
Yeah.
And you know I gotta love Naomi Campbell because she's also a Gemini. So come on.
And she also feisty.
Speaking of Anna Wintour and Vogue, let's talk about spring fashions. Didn't you, Leah, were you the one that read in, you went on Vogue.com and you were looking up all like the spring fashions that are coming up?
That was Gia.
Yeah.
Gia. I was trying to get into the mood of spring coming up, but I was just like going through and I feel like spring, it's always pretty like the typical stuff. Florals for spring.
Groundbreaking.
You know, but they were saying a lot of icy blues, which honestly, so when you're listening to this, it's going to be weeks after the Oscars, Academy Awards. Why are they the same name? I don't know. Let us know if you know. Mm-hmm. But I did see a lot of like icy blues on the carpet.
I saw like a lot of a white.
I love it.
Like a lot of kind of bridal like inspo. Yeah. I saw that all over like the next day.
Yeah.
Icy blues like Elsa? Like Let It Go.
Yes. Mermaid well, color. Yeah. Well, even I feel like a lot of spring brides are talking about those kind of tones as well as like peaches and sages.
Yeah.
As well. I love a sage. Maybe it's because I have green eyes. Nice. I feel like most of us have green eyes.
I do.
Except for Leah over there.
You have beautiful like caramel eyes.
Yeah, you do.
They're brown.
They're
bringing back, they said in Vogue, they're bringing back corporate core. And you know what that brought me to?
Oh.
I used back to in the day when you go clubbing in your little pencil skirt and a blazer. I mean, obviously, I was not clubbing.
I was going to say, you were a child back then. I was wearing the blazers to the clubs.
Yeah, you were. Can you tell me about that experience?
You wore blazers to clubs?
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, she did.
I'm corporate core.
I'm older than you.
No, like, but when I was the age of going clubs, like, yes, corporate core was our thing. We wore blazers and, like, a sock bun.
Wow. Yes. Wow. You say corporate core, and I immediately go to, like, Melanie Griffith and Working Girl. Like, that's all I think about. And I don't even know why.
I don't really know.
If you say that you've never seen that movie.
I've never seen. I don't watch movies. You watch a lot of movies. I don't watch movies.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm a bad movie watcher.
Karen always has a movie recommendation.
It's girl movies, though.
Which are great.
It's women. That goes back to the women empowerment. Yeah. I'm adding Melanie Griffith to my list.
I've never watched it. Who is she? Can you see me? I know, I've seen her. But I can't, her face doesn't pop into my head. When you say like Meg Ryan, Meryl Streep, and of course their name, like their faces pop up in my head, but I don't know anybody else.
Wow.
Anyway. Icy blue dress. Do we still have that Essence ice blue dress? That beautiful fr-
Discontinued.
No, yeah.
But did we sell the sample?
Wait, the one with the blue undertone?
We saw the sample?
It's out of here.
It was like the blue lining. Wait, can I tell you the experience of I watched that dress get sold?
Who got it?
So this lovely bride comes in. She was, I think it's her second marriage. They both have stepchildren.
Yeah.
And I feel like they came from not New York. I think low-key maybe they came from New Jersey. And she was, it was me and LB.
She doesn't mean
And
that.
The lady was so sweet. She was like, I really want a blue dress. Wow. And we're like, oh, I'm not sure what we can do. So we searched around. And I think she had ample time, but still, we were looking in the off the rack and the blue one just popped out.
Oh my God.
And we were like, oh, wait. And we put it on her. This woman, I mean, not really, but she nearly fainted with excitement. And it looked so good on her. I think it fit her almost perfectly, too.
I believe it.
When she was in it, she said yes. We got her champagne, and she goes, my fiance's in the car. Can he come in and see it? Aww. He has to see it.
Because she was so excited about it.
Mm-hmm. He comes in, looks at it, jaw drops, reaches into a pocket, hands us his wallet.
Aww.
I swear.
So cute.
And we packed it up.
Best reaction.
Amazing.
I remember when we sold that. Like, we sold the dress, we had to order it. Remember that? That girl came in. She was from so Ireland hilarious. She was from Ireland.
Yeah, I remember her.
And
that's so funny because you just said it, and I was like, I remember the girl from Ireland. It had to be her.
And she was like, she had so much fun at her appointment, and she's like, I'm just gonna do it. I'm doing it. And we're like, yeah, you should.
I was super proud of her. Like, she wanted it, and she was just like, I'm doing this.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? I want this color. When else can I take a risk? You know what I mean?
It's your wedding day. Do what you like.
I also read, because when you wrote down about it, I looked it up, and that's super open knit tops.
Yes.
Like, what is, but first of all, why? Like, I don't.
It's kind of giving like
euphoria.
Beachy cover up euphoria vibe.
But with nothing, with like a bra underneath?
I think the choice is up to you.
Yeah.
You know, I think whatever.
Nipples out.
It's women's history. I'll have my nips out the holes. You know, just like, well, I actually have a sweatshirt like that from Zara. It has like little like those rivets, divots, those like the round circles for holes and shoelaces. I have that, and they have some like right around the nipple, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to wear a shirt underneath this. Anyways, I don't know, but it's just very, I think it's that transition to be airy, but also, I don't know, it's also kind of giving handmade vibes.
To be honest with you.
I love handmade vibes.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Love it.
Like what? Like.
Just the fact that like, I actually have a couple friends, I mean, from fashion school and everything, who are crocheting their own tops that they end up wearing.
Yes.
And they do wear it as cover-ups to the beach or like little matching skirts that go with it. I think it's so cute. I love it.
I feel like it gives such a boho vibe. I was talking yesterday with Corinne. I feel like old style used to be like boho baddie.
Oh, God.
You know.
We did have a nice conversation yesterday about fashion.
Fashion
with who?
Me and Gia.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, that's why I want your old photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I have photos, but like on it, like I said, we sent out, I think on the last week, we were just like, when I was younger, there was no option for
plus
size.
Exactly but that's exactly why I want
so
them.
So I looked like an asshole. I will send it to you.
Yeah, I'll show you Corinne's.
By the way,
an asshole.
When you post the one where my literal boobs, I'm like, oh, apparently they've been uneven since high school. So that's cool.
Well, I feel like, is that something that's going to change?
Well, I wish I would have known back then. I would have worn a better bra, so anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like we couldn't buy bras because nothing came in bigger size. Anyway, so I'm getting heated. I don't even remember where I got my bras from. I don't remember where I got my bras from either. Macy's?
Must have been.
Whatever.
Caldor. I'm showing my age.
Let's talk about spring 2024 spring wedding vibes. I'm seeing a lot of Mother of the Brides start to think out of the box and wear different styles
Good,
right?
Yeah.
Like enough of the fucking eggplant and the goddamn
navy. Get the fuck out of here. Right. I'm sorry.
No.
I told my mom and my mother-in-law, no blue. Sorry. Out of the question.
So good.
I'm so sick of it. I see it all the time too.
Like the emerald, or you remember the Yvonne D dresses that we had?
Yeah.
With like the capes and shit. Like, yes. You know, it's funny because my brides back in the day before I had Scarlett would be like, you know, my mom thinks this is her day. And I'd be like, no, girl, like this is your day. Just try to ignore her. She just wants what's best for you because she loves you, obviously, but it's not her day. Now that I have a daughter, when she gets married, that is my motherfucking day too. I don't care what anybody says. It is my day. Right.
But I will say my one pet peeve when the moms come in and then like they'll go for something that's like so simple and then they'll be like, well, I don't want to outshine the bride. And I'm like, that's not possible.
You will never
outshine outshine the bride, but you need to look like I wanted my mom to look beautiful. Yes. I wanted her 100%. To feel just as beautiful as I did on my wedding day. Like that was important to me.
Yeah. Remember, I had to force my mom to wear her dress.
That was hysterical.
And she afterwards was like, thank you so much for pushing me out of my comfort zone and making me wear that because I would have never chosen it. It was more of a fitted gown, but it was beaded head to toe.
Beaded, yes.
Scoop neck, a little three-quarter sleeve that she ended up shortening a little because it was hot. But she was insistent that she could not wear that dress because it was fitted. And my mom doesn't want anything clinging to her body. But I was like, you have to wear this because it shows off your curves. And then at the end, she was like, thank God you forced me into that. And she was like, I was regretting it at first until she got there and saw the pictures. She was like, wow, I really did look good.
Are you seeing a lot of, like, the girls that go into the Port Jeff store? The mothers. Like, florals and stuff like that and people kind of straying away?
There's a couple 3D floral gowns that are over there that I really love. They're, like, a light, icy blue color, too.
Yeah.
And that was from last season.
Just depends. There's, like, Jasmine or Sony. There's a couple of different designers. But it really just depends on the mom. Like, everybody's different. So if you have the moms that are more fashion-forward, they're going to look for things that are more fashion-forward. And then you're going to have the moms that want to cover up and, you know, they don't want to show anything. And then we're always need, like, safe dresses for them as well.
I mean,
you
could be safe but still, like, have fun with the fabric. Like, you don't have to wear that.
Yeah, but they don't have that mindset. Like, they feel like I don't know, like they don't love their body, so it's not the way that we think. It's a very much like a boomer situation where they're just like they're still stuck in this like diet culture. They can't get out of that, so
they cannot break through that that mind block, seriously.
So
some of them cannot,
for them.
Where even if like the slightest little bit of like cleavage is showing, they're like, I can't go to this wedding like this. Yeah. And then we're like, well,
that's a lot. It's just a little boob.
It's a little line.
It's like a line. Like, you have boobs.
Yeah, and they just boobs. They can't get past it, and it's like really hard to like.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Just
it's
explain
true. It's
that.
That
it's listen,
that
it's your body.
Yeah.
Like you can't. Why would you? Why do you hate yourself that much?
Well, I feel like usually when we're over in the Port Jeff store, I love when they bring the daughters that have, you know, a similar mindset to Leah, where they're like, jump out of your comfort zone. You look awesome. Right. No need to stay safe. I love those daughters who are the brides or maybe the maid of honor.
They're hype girls.
Yes, whoever it may be, actually encouraging their mother to look so beautiful on this day. Get out of that comfort zone and try something new. Because how many times are you going to have to hop into a gorgeous, amazing dress?
Amazing gown for your
and get a million
wedding.
Photos taken of you. You know what I mean?
I wonder if Scarlett would let me wear a wedding dress to her wedding.
They make the... Wow.
She's crazy. She would, right? She'd be down.
I mean, maybe.
What do you guys feel about moms in black? I love it.
I love
it. Hot.
Everyone's like, oh, not like.
Again, though, this is a generational thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This isn't like because we're all like, this is fantastic, and then the older generation is. Sorry. Is like what? Like, I can't do that. No. That means that I'm in mourning. Like, stop.
Yeah. Well, soon that generation will
you
be gone.
Beautiful.
Then it'll be up to be us and our
oh,
kids.
Oh, God.
So don't you
I think it's
worry
Milk
about
City.
That.
I actually did try to get my mom to wear black, too.
It's
if it
beautiful.
Weren't between, it was between, like, one other dress, and I was like, you should really go for black because I know she's most comfortable in black, and she feels like it's more slimming for her. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if you're going to feel more comfortable and more willing to wear something fitted, go for the black.
Right.
But if you're open to wearing something that's fully beaded head to toe and is still a little bit fitted, go
right.
for that.
Yeah.
So
I want to see what your mom wore. You have to show
oh my
me a
gosh,
picture.
Yeah.
Spring 2024 wedding trends. What are you guys seeing? You know what I'm seeing a lot since I'm there every weekend?
Yeah.
Like decor and the girlies aren't afraid to like let their personality shine. I'm seeing disco balls.
Yes.
I'm seeing like really fun table, like a seating chart displays, like interactive stuff.
Oh.
It's not like the place cards are done. It's over.
Yeah.
Like no
good.
One really does place cards anymore. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. everyone's looking for like the next fun thing to do.
Well, because it's so like dated now. Like mm-hmm. and people want to do different things.
Right.
So
they want to be they want
show your
to, like,
individuality. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I remember from my wedding. I had I wanted like an enchanted garden escort card display. So I got this rustic, like, fence off eBay. It was, like, a garden fence, but it was, like, with the swirls, and it just, like, really regal. And my florist put, like, moss and vases and flowers all over it. And then we took, I had a calligrapher write on little pieces of paper in, like, green calligraphy, the names, and I burnt the edges and put it all over. I have
Ooh.
To show you a picture. It was beautiful, but that was, like, my vision.
Yeah.
But I'm, yes, why? What's wrong?
No, that reminded me of a third grade project where I had to write letters as if I was in the colony. And I would take pieces of paper and I would rip the edges and then I would dip it in tea. And then sometimes I would burn the edges if I was,
yes.
I loved it. And I wrote some real crazy stories. You know I did. I think I was in a love triangle with like William and Samuel. Anyways, sorry. Well,
Willie and Sammy.
Literally. Sorry. I had a lot of fun with it. But it was the other day. Cassidy actually brought over Bella from Be Beautiful Brides, and she was discussing her wedding and how she doesn't want to do florals on
Nothing.
The tables
she wants
or what
no
have
green.
You.
She wants no green.
Yes.
She doesn't like green.
Which honestly,
which is fantastic.
I love it. And then Corinne mm-hmm. said wooden flowers.
Yeah.
And then I had to look it up.
Amazing.
Those are sick.
They're amazing.
I think when you say wooden flowers, I think like big clonky, like the hangers
no.
they have. I'm like, what the fuck?
They're like delicate looking
like
flowers.
Like shaved,
beautifully
They're
whittled.
Beautiful. Look
They're
up.
Whittled.
Oh, like she, because she wants no
They're whittled.
Green.
She's right. They're
whatsoever.
Whittled.
She wants. She's like, if there was a flower with a brown stem, I would think about it.
Well, the wooden flowers have brown, like you can, because they're wooden. So
yeah.
like, just the top is like painted. They're absolutely beautiful.
That's really interesting.
Look, girls, if you don't know anything about wooden flowers, look in some. And they don't. You have them forever.
Yeah.
Like that's it. Like they're yours. So then, like your bridesmaids and everyone can take their.
And you don't have to preserve.
No preserving. I wish I could preserve my
did.
Flowers. They were beautiful.
I never preserved your flowers. I didn't either. I didn't really give a shit.
I thought about it last minute, literally the day after the wedding, and was like, shit, should I be preserving this? Because I didn't want to throw it out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't.
Whoa.
It's me. I know there's a lovely woman out there, Krista, with Don't Toss a Bouquet, who always
yeah.
listens to our podcast, and I'm obsessed with her. And Krista, I love you. And it's not that I didn't want to use you to preserve
Props.
My flowers, but I just didn't want to, like, preserve them. I don't know. Like, I'm not a flower girly. Like, there's some people out there that they want that, which is beautiful. Like, all the bouquets are beautiful, but It's I feel like if I could have
taken like maybe like three or four little roses, because I had like these my roses were like not regular red roses. I have to ask her what she used. I remember I wanted like blood red roses that looked like they were burnt. Because I had, like, more of, like, an old Gatsby, old Hollywood type of thing. So she had, like, these roses. If I could have preserved, like, maybe, like, four or five of them in, like, a little thing, that would have been awesome.
Like
I
don't a know shadow why box.
Yeah.
That like, is a big that trend.
Been, like, cool. Just, like, to have, like, put it in my bedroom on the shelf or something.
I'm seeing a lot. That's a big trend. Like, a lot of girls are getting their flowers preserved, putting in a shadow box or making, like, Christmas ornaments
Not
out of
like
them.
A
or
big
even,
thing.
Like,
that's too much.
Or or even, like, coasters, which is pretty. Like, that looks really
coaster.
Pretty.
Coaster.
Yeah, I just like the whole frame.
Oh, that's cute.
The frame's
like,
beautiful.
Like, frame
yeah.
it. It's beautiful. Yeah. I wanted to do it, but, like I said, I thought about it last minute. And honestly, for me, it was a money thing. We already spent so much money on the wedding. And then I think I was getting quoted, like, $1,000 to $1,200 just for preservation. And I was like, no. I don't love them that much. Yeah, for flowers. For, like, me and the bridesmaids and everything. And I was just like, no, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Side note, big side note, I'm channeling Gia. This is good to talk about. So, like, flowers, you spend so much money on freaking flowers, right? And I always try to tell all my couples this. Krista, actually, with Don't Toss a Bouquet, she has a service that if you go online, it's like a courier donation service. It's for a small fee.
Oh, yes.
People will drive to your wedding, take all the flowers that you don't want, any leftover flowers, and just donate them to, like, hospitals or hospice or
it's
a great option because like you spend thousands on flowers and I'm gonna be honest with you, have there been weddings where I'm like, wow, that centerpiece is really nice, I'm just taking one? Yeah, because they're left there if people don't take them, which like guests can take them, but some of them don't, like people mostly don't want to. And does the staff take them at the end? Yeah, because they're just getting tossed.
Literally thrown in the garbage.
They will literally be thrown out. So here you go, $8,000 on all these flowers. Like
in the trash can?
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
The pictures last forever, though. That was my mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm spending all the money for pictures.
No, it's true. Yeah.
They'll last forever there.
Well, I spent
and a beautiful video.
So. Hopefully.
Maybe. Yeah,
I feel like... I feel like people are really, you know, like that, like going sans flower or adding the disco balls, disposable things. I feel like people are going very personal. Like, this is your wedding. It's about you.
Yeah.
It's about you as a couple, what you people enjoy. So that brings me into a silly video I saw.
Oh my God, yes.
So I was just scrolling through Instagram Reels, looking for sounds, looking for ideas, browsing. All of a sudden, what do I see? This one, I think it's like a wedding content creator account, had this one bride who had a rolling cart of ramen noodle cups.
Yeah.
And it was like their little late night snack. So I guess like the after party, like Leah did her little after party.
Amazing.
Didn't you do an after party or you got nixed on that
idea? Yeah, no. Well, we tried to. The hotel said we could and then we got there and they were like, oh, the bar's closed. And we were like, open it now.
Yeah. You're like, come on, let's keep this party going.
Yeah, we came here for that reason. So. Yeah. But we had it. It's
fine. So this girl, she had all these ramen noodle cups.
That's awesome.
And like, I am a ramen fan. Honestly, I won't go to a ramen restaurant because there's something, maybe it's the authenticity. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like, I like those crunchy 100-year-old noodles just boiled in water out of a kettle.
I never had ramen.
What?
I never had ramen, but that's okay.
Maybe that goes along with caffeine,
wait,
not
like
liking
the,
baths.
Hold on. No. Like the little bag of ramen that you... And
no,
then,
never.
What?
Are you secretly clean girl aesthetic?
No. Do I look like I'm fucking clean girl
aesthetic?
Well,
you don't
absolutely
take baths because you think they're dirty.
I take
and
showers.
You're afraid of ramen.
I take showers, Gia.
You're
don't
clean.
Tell the world that
so
I don't take
clean.
Baths. Yes,
we've already
clean.
Discussed this.
Did we discuss this?
Oh, yes, we did last episode.
Not that you don't take showers, that you don't like baths.
We did say that you shower, you bathe.
Yes, okay.
But the thing is, so she had all this ramen. I said, oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So what were people saying? Were there's like a good, like,
no!
What were they saying?
People are hating
but
on
like
this
why?
Girl
it's
and the ramen in the comments. And I've also
why,
now seen
though?
Multiple videos of ramen buckets. But they're like, ramen. I would be that ungrateful guest. You're feeding me ramen. You already had a full dinner.
But do they know that they already had a full dinner? Some people might not think they had a full dinner.
It says on the video,
stupid.
Late night snack. Is your dinner a late night snack? No.
Okay,
I want
to
say
what's
something.
The difference between ramen and McDonald's? Because everyone loves to do the McDonald's.
I did it.
There you go.
Well, not McDonald's, but originally the idea was, we talked about this.
Yes.
I did two Coke for my 40th birthday. I did two glass Coke bottles.
Yeah, I love that.
And the restaurant that we had the party at filled two things of French fries, and we gave them as people mm-hmm. left. So, but the ramen is adorable. Exactly. Like, I don't understand what because the problem is there. Because
it's late night snack.
Yeah, people thought right. because it's like, ramen. It's a cheap snack.
To be fair, like nobody reads the actual
context
post.
Of the post.
Yeah, so yeah. like, they immediately look at the picture.
It says it on the screen, though, on the video.
On the internet, by the way.
In life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Nobody reads.
No one's commenting.
It's like they post even on Facebook. Like, like, oh, they'll post like a really like crazy headline and like a picture. And immediately people jump to conclusions as to what. But did you read the article?
No, yeah.
Because nothing you just said pertains to anything
but
in the article.
But even people are just calling it like cheap. Yes. They're like, who wants to eat that? And I was like.
Then don't eat it.
Then don't eat it.
You know.
Then leave.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, go get your people own late snack somewhere else.
I love donuts. Stop.
I love donuts too.
Mother of God.
I was going to do an apple cider donut wall for mine.
They're delicious.
But then again, we were approaching the end and I was just like, do I really need extra things? I decided not.
Honestly, I have a controversial opinion.
What?
I would have liked it.
I don't really like donuts.
Oh my God.
And I do not like munchkins.
Get out of the
podcast. Do you see the door?
Man.
Walk. Get the fuck out.
All right, guys.
Go to hell. Guys.
All right.
Speaking of strange people,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about strange phone calls to the store.
Oh, God.
God.
I don't work here. Well, I do. Like, I don't work here full-time anymore like I used to.
You show up.
Part-time, but I show up. I'm here. I'm fucking here enough.
You're involved. You're
still in the fam.
You're freaking everywhere.
I am. You're part of the family.
I can't escape.
She's like, I don't work here, but I come on every Wednesday. I go to the News 12
thing. See me on TikTok all the time.
Okay, yeah, so I do work here, but I don't take the phone calls anymore. We used to get some wild-ass phone calls.
Yeah.
Wild phone calls.
Should we need to talk about the phone call that Gianna had the other day mm-hmm. with the window?
Me walking in to the back office, she's on the phone, and I was like trying to decipher what's going on in this phone call.
So a mother of the bride called the store. She said, "I'm the mother of the bride."
Allegedly.
And she goes, "I noticed that you have like a Christmas tree in your window." First of all, let me just say this. It's not a Christmas tree. It's a freaking pine tree with snow on it. It's a winter tree.
Yes.
It has no ornaments. I never put Christmas ornaments on it because I don't want to insult anybody. And honestly, I just think it's pretty all on its own.
Right.
So it's in the window. And she said, I guess there's a red dress because it's Valentine's Day at this time when she calls like 2 weeks after. There's hearts and everything. And she says, I'm just a little concerned that you don't have anything else besides like red and green dresses. I'm telling you, this
lying.
I'm not lying. This had to be a joke because anybody, I don't even understand. She was genuinely like, I'm sorry. Before I'm like tripping over myself because there's so many thoughts about this phone call going through my head. She said to Gianna, I really hope that you guys realize that you need to take that down.
She
like, immediately. You should take it down today.
She asked an exact date.
But let me just say
something.
If this was a real person, you're ridiculous. If this was a scam from another bridal store, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
I don't know if it... I can't imagine that they would...
I can imagine someone from another store just being, like, passing and being like, let's mess with them. And that's cool. Like, mess with us all you want. Like, just not...
But what did Gianna say to that?
Gianna was just like...
This girl
has. We get it. Oh, yeah, no, it's just a winter tree. We have other dresses. Like, Gianna just went with the flow. You want to know why? Because she's a professional.
She was not going to play into
She was not playing into it
was.
At all.
No.
And she was just going to answer. And we get some crazy phone calls otherwise. So, like, people ask for the most bizarre things, and all the girls are very professional. So,
yeah.
What other weird calls have you had?
Oh, God.
I'm trying to think back in the day.
We
had like
a
stalker
calls.
Guy.
Oh.
Well, sad calls aren't really.
Those are not fun.
I
always
say
get
that
those.
Was me, Amanda, and Andrea when the guy was calling.
Would he like have a Kirby girl fetish?
Yeah, he had like a
what
plus size. Well, he was basically trying to make an appointment with us and he was like freaking Amanda out. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, everyone was a little, he was like a heavy breather. He like really, we had to like look him up we like tracked him
on
down.
On the registries.
Like, what did he say?
And he didn't even come from here. Honestly, at this point, I think I have it recorded somewhere. He was just like, oh, I want to make an appointment to come and try on dresses, blah, blah, blah. At first I was like, listen, they, them, he, her. I don't care who you are. If you want to wear a wedding dress, that's fine.
Yeah.
But this was not that situation. No, so let's just get that straight.
Yeah.
Like, this man was legitimately calling because he wanted to he had, like, a plus size.
I'm calling Olivia Benson and Elliot Stapler.
It, honestly, even I was, like, a little, I was a little nervous. Like, it made me a little, because he was like, I'll be there on this date. He had a legitimate appointment in the thing, and he was like, I'll be there. And we were like, yeah. Honestly, the other girls would probably remember better than I would.
Fuck off.
No, because again, like, I don't know. And it's like, you can't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, maybe he had some sort of mental illness. Like, I don't know. And I was just like, I'm definitely not getting, I can't, like, egg this on. So let's just see what happens. And I remember being like,
did he come in?
No. And I remember the day that he had the appointment, because he called back like 3-4 times. So, like, we talked to him, like, a couple times. Like, every time he would call, Amanda would be like, it's him again. So we knew, like, the phone number and everything. So, yeah. So then when the appointment time came, he never showed up. And I was like, thank God. Because I was like, I don't even. Thank God. There was something else that happened one time, too, though. Well, I remember the guy that, like, with the money. That was, I don't think, you guys were all in the back. That was me and Andrea that were up front. With the guy that, like, basically was like,
yeah, that was
go to the register
time.
And get me money. That was scary. And then there was something else too, but I don't remember, because Amanda got really nervous and ran to the back. And I for some reason right now, I can't think of what it was. Because I remember she, like, called her dad.
Oh,
and
my
her
God.
Dad came down. Does anyone remember this?
No. Okay.
What was
it? When we had the girls come in and sage the place. I was here for that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was the guy that tried,
and sat on the
desk. That's the same one. I was me and Andrea up front. And I was sitting at the bench over here.
Tell everyone what happened. So,
God.
Go ahead. Tell everyone very quickly what happened.
Okay, very quickly. So, long story short, there was a lot of people in the store that day. This gentleman had come in. He was stocky, heavy-set man. He came in off the street, and I thought that he was with one of the families in the store. So, I didn't really think anything of it. Honestly, there was a lot of commotion happening. And he sat down, he started talking to me, and I remember they were here with the chamber people were here. Remember, they had all walked in at the same time, and we were all kind of like talking, blah, blah, blah. And he started saying like something like psychic abilities. Like, he was like, you have one sibling. And I was like, oh, that's right. You know, like, whatever. And I kind of just like entertained him, and I realized, okay, he's not with the family, like anybody here. So then he started talking, and we were kind of like, oh, that's cute, you know, whatever. So he made me, like, sit down next to him. And again, I'm just like, okay, he's probably a local. They walk around all the time. Didn't really think, no harm, no foul, you know, whatever. So I sat down with him, and he had, like, he made me write down stuff on a little piece of paper. And then, oh, no, I'm sorry. He wrote down stuff on a little piece of paper, and he put it in my hand. And then when he told me to open the paper. And when I opened it, he was saying things to me that were on the paper. Like, I'd be like, he'd be like, what's your favorite flower? And I'd be like, rose, because I'm not really going to think of a favorite flower, right. You know, or daisy, whatever I said. And on the piece of paper, he had written the flower. So, like, he was like, you know, made it like he was some sort of like psychic guy or whatever. So I'm like, okay, fine, you know. So then he did his little spiel, and I said, fine, you know, whatever. Let me just give this guy $20. Worst mistake I made, because I was like, shit, I should have never friggin' done that. So now everybody's in the back, and there's just me and Andrew sitting at the far couch, and I'm sitting over by him. And he's like, go over to the register and get me. He said, write down like little numbers, like circle. It was 111, 222, or 333. And then I think I circled the ones. And then he was like, oh, you're a very poor woman. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? Like, now I'm getting like weirded out.
Right.
So he was like, go over to the register. And I said, oh, no. I said, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, we don't have cash in the store. Like, ever, by the way. Like, we're not, this is not a cash business.
Yeah, right.
So he was like, you know, go get me money. And I said, no, I'm sorry. We don't have, you know, there's no money here. And he got very aggressive with me. And he was like, and he had like a little bag in his lap. And I was like, what if there's like a gun in that bag? So now my wheels start spinning. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this man's going to hold us up for money. And he looked at me and he goes, I said, go to the register and get me money. And I was like, oh my God. And I looked at Andrea and I was like, mouthed to her, call 911.
Yeah.
So I went over to the register and I like squatted down. And at the same, I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, I'm like, oh, there's no money in here. Like, there's, I have, we have no cash. Like, oh, I probably had $20.
Yeah.
Tatiana literally comes around. That's our seamstress, for anyone that doesn't know, comes around with her little Russian attitude and is like, and she looked at me and I was like down, like squatting. And she looked and I was like pulled her down. And I said, I'm like, I can't get this guy out of the store. And I kind of like went over the thing and she was like, oh my God. She literally got up and walked over to him and was like, leave. Leave right now. There's a store of women, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
Tatiana, don't give up.
She really didn't. And honestly, it's so funny because I'm usually like, get out. Like, I've thrown people out of stores. But he was so aggressive with me that I was like, oh my God. So, yeah. So then he wound up leaving. Wind up, he tried that at like two or three other stores. And we called the cops, but it took them over 90 minutes to come. What? That's another friggin' podcast episode.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. And then they were just like,
how do you know he did that at other stores?
So other stores had called the cops on him or whatever. So. And they were like, yeah, he came in here and he like was trying to like hit us up for money or whatever.
Strange happenings in
the
store.
Was like a really long story, but whatever.
Well, I remember. Sorry. No. And I remember you told me that story and I was like, and you said it felt heavy here for a while. And
it was, there was like, cause it's hard when you're like, the doors are always open and we are on a main strip and like anybody can just walk in and that's the thing. And we're a female owned business. And a lot of the women sometimes, you know, I don't want to say it, but you know, you're alone. We try to put pairs in, but still, it doesn't matter. Like, anybody can walk in. So it was a little scary. And, you know, I'm glad it was me and not one of the girls. Cause I don't know. You know, and I kept thinking that too. I was like, you know, if something did go down, like I would rather it be me than anybody else. But still, like, you know, I don't want that. No, I don't want anyone to feel unsafe. But I tell the girls all the time, like, lock the door if you want. Yeah. Let them knock. And if it doesn't, there was somebody else that came in one time. I think it was me and you. Yeah. Remember, he had some sort of like mental illness though, but he got in my face. Remember when I was sitting on the couch and I was like, whoa, dude. I was like, there's no, we don't have that here. And I was like, wait, keep it moving. Was that you?
I feel like I recall that.
Maybe it was you.
And it was.
I have the worst.
It was another man.
It was another man.
I do remember something weird like that happening.
They just walk in, yeah. We've had people walk in and just be like, oh, you know, my car broke down.
One time I had that woman come in and she literally looked like she was on crack because she was just like off the walls, like bouncing from spot to spot to spot, like touching dresses. And I was like, whoa. I was like, can I help you? And she was going on, I can't even remember at this point like what she was talking about, but she was just talking about like crazy things, like throwing things at me. And every time I would like get ready to speak, she'd cut me off and start another completely crazy story. And I was like, how am I gonna get her out of here? But like,
it
was,
retail is a wild world. It's wild. You are literally right here in the center.
We're right on Main Street.
Like,
we're in
a
the
big
center
beautiful
of town.
Yeah, you have like a big beautiful door, people can just walk right in. I mean, you know, just got to, I guess, just be careful.
Yeah, I mean, we have things in here that the girls have to keep.
We're never alone.
Safe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what? You scream loud enough around here, people will hear you.
Right? I feel like upstairs will hear us.
My wedding season's about to kick off. In May, I'm very extremely busy, which.
That's exciting.
I'm pumped. I mean, I'm tired already thinking about it, but it brings me into my question. So now, Leah, you probably speak on this because you just recently got married. I don't know, Corinne, I don't know if you've thought about this, but I have a very genuine question. So you're planning a wedding to celebrate yourself and your partner's love, and we usually preach the day is all about you guys. Like, no one else. It's your day. Do whatever the hell you want. But what factors do you guys really sit down and talk about and say, well, what would the guests want this? Would the guests want that? Like, do you think about catering to your guests when you're picking the menu? I've had some couples pick a menu. I've had a couple that only had meat at their cocktail hour.
Really?
Yep. And they were, and you know, the sales manager were just like, you know, maybe you should add this. Like, no, fuck that.
We want meat.
No vegetable,
all meat. Protein. Wow.
Yeah. And like, this is our day. This is it. You know, if you don't like it, you won't go hungry, but this is what we want. Mm-hmm. But what are some things that you like genuinely think about your guest about when planning a wedding? Because yes, the day is about you, your love, you're getting married. I mean, it's a lot of freaking money, especially if you're listening and you're from Long Island and you're getting married on Long Island. Like, that's a lot of freaking money. But like, what do you think about? Like, what do you think is important to keep in mind?
So I want to say, like, just right off the bat, that's one of the reasons why we ended up picking our venue was because we had our guests in mind and we were like, well, everyone wants to go to a wedding that has good food. And at the end of the day, like, it's your wedding and you want it to be memorable. And what are the things that are going to make your day memorable? For us, it was food.
Yeah.
So I wanted to pick a place that was known for their catering, known for, okay, they're going to have a killer meal for everyone. And that was, I think that was it. And then everything else was just like what I wanted.
Right.
Honestly.
So when you were like making your cocktail hour menu, were you thinking like, well, let me hit like the vegetarians, let me hit the gluten free, or you just,
oh, absolutely.
Like, no, fuck
them. Okay. And for me, I was vegan for 4 years too. Mm-hmm. I know none of our guests were going to be vegan, but I wanted to have that option just to have mm-hmm. for everyone. Like I wanted to be able to have something for everybody okay. there. But I can't think of anything else that I was just like.
Music, you didn't give a shit. You're playing.
Oh,
Cardi
that was
B,
our
sit down, grandma.
That. So for music, I mean wait. That. I think that is another important part too, though, because a lot of people came over to us and was like, "Wow, your DJ was phenomenal." So when we booked our DJ, we knew that they were going to be able to hit all the genres, okay. but we specifically said like, "This is what we want played." But yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
What like about we
you,
had
when you planned your wedding, were you like, let me think about that?
I wanted to pick a venue that had accessible
ADA accessibility.
No.
Oh. I was like, nope.
To a hotel.
Oh.
Like where, because we were so yes. kind of off the beaten path for mine. Yeah. Like Sands Point sounds like yes. it's, oh, it's just on the North Shore, but it is like up there. Like yes, it is like it far is, yes. from everything. So it was really important that like I had like something locally.
Yeah.
That they could stay at. That was a huge thing for us. Music is my life. I don't know if anyone knows that I always have my AirPods.
Music is my life.
Music is my life. So, like, I can't function without listening to music. So, me and Cassie both use Bravura. Shout out to them. They were freaking amazing.
What up, Josh?
Yeah, Josh was like, the best wedding DJ. And, you know, that was, like, super important. Mm-hmm. I think with the food... I didn't want to have like just like the same stuff that everybody else had. So like yes. we did, I remember that they sat, when they sat down with us, they were like, we can make you a, like a little matzo ball tasting spoon for your guests because we wanted to do it in honor of like Paul's mom. Cause he was like, mm-hmm. what are things that like are special to you? And then, you know, we were like, oh, you know, I think Paul was like, I would love to have matzo ball soup, but who has soup at a wedding? Mm-hmm. And then the chef was like, I can make you like a matzo ball tasting spoon. And when I tell that's you, so people nice. Flipped out right. over this
it's
freaking
like a comfort thing.
Yeah. We had mini Rubens and like, yeah, like it was really like our food again, like it was outrageous. Like yeah. it wasn't, our place wasn't a catering hall. So yeah. like it was like a chef
was
that was
like
there. It was a literally,
menu, yeah.
it was just like literally a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So like that was super important. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, like for me, I don't know. Like, I guess it was the same as everybody else, but I think about like what other people, like I wanted people to come in and be like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at her flat. Right. Oh my God, look, like that is your wedding
you
day,
want
but you
to give
want
people. An experience.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
But I think part of the experience is like, this is our wedding. So I wanted to have people experience our love story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At
yeah,
my
see,
wedding.
I didn't care about that.
Chris, like, I've been dating for far too long.
You know already.
No, too bad. Paul was like, nope.
I think that's what makes it memorable to someone's specific wedding.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Everyone's
yeah.
different.
No,
yeah.
I get that.
Mine
so,
was just like the space.
But I knew that food is the way to anybody's heart. So,
it's true.
Yeah.
And I tell my couples, like every, there's people are going to remember two things. They're going to remember your food and they're going to remember the music and the party and like how it
oh,
was. 100%. So like that's, if you're dumping your money somewhere, dump it into that.
Yeah.
It's like. The thing that matters the most. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Gia.
What?
When the big day comes for you one
yeah.
day to that lucky
well,
man.
Do we know what Gia wants for her wedding?
Yeah, what do you want for your wedding?
Good luck. So for the viewers out there, the listeners out there, I am nowhere near getting married. I am not even talking to a single young man in my life. But I honestly don't have a desire to have, like, the whole fanfare of a wedding.
Okay.
It just doesn't feel, like, I love attention. Come on, that's why I'm on this podcast. But
right.
It just doesn't feel, like, it just feels messy. It feels.
Like, not authentic?
It doesn't feel authentic
okay.
to me. It just doesn't feel like my jam. Like, I had a sweet 16. It didn't feel right. But I still had it because I was like, I knew to have it. And I
right.
don't know. So for my wedding, I need to have some type of party.
Yeah.
Where I can say, listen, I'm getting married, but you're not invited because there's no wedding. So what am I going to do? A murder mystery dinner theater show.
I love it.
So everyone's going to come. I've told everyone about this, but it's going to be a surprise because wait. Hopefully they forget.
I'm never going to forget.
Wait.
I'm never
wait.
So it's going to be a little something Murder Mystery did a theater show.
Yeah.
I'm there. So even if we don't talk anymore, I'm coming.
Yeah. Please invite me. I'll get you an invite. I'll get you an invite.
Well, you have no choice. Everyone's all fucking there. And I'm sure everyone who listens right now are going to be like, shit.
That's fine. You can cry. Well, that, I think it'll add to the mystery.
I'll be the murderer.
Well, I was thinking maybe my grandpa.
Maybe my grandpa.
Because I think it'd be extra jarring. Because, not to be whatever, who's most likely to kill you? Your spouse. I can't make it my spouse. Come on.
On your wedding day.
But, like, I don't get it. No. So you're going to.
Awesome. You could, but it's like.
Are you going to exchange?
But I would want to be the murderer then. But Paul I want to
definitely
be,
murder
so
me.
So my plan.
It's going to be a musical, too?
No.
Oh.
No. No, it's theatrical. I think I might have to, like, hire actors. You know what I mean? Like, the servers will also be actors who add to it.
Can we sing the puppet song from The Sound of Music?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Somebody's getting married. Right, that one.
No. The ones put on a lonely
girl. Anyway, so that is Gia's dream wedding.
Yeah.
To
so
a
everyone's
mystery.
Gonna come in. They're gonna eat their dinner. And then it'll be kind of like that, like mid lull. Everyone's like, okay, like, what's happening now? Are we dancing? There's no DJ.
But they're gonna know it's your wedding.
No. This is an announcement. It's like kind of like an engagement party. It's going to be an announcement like, yeehaw, I'm getting married. You're not invited. I'm going to Spain for 2 weeks. That's also my plan is I want to go on like a
mad long
honeymoon.
Oh my God, somebody killed
this.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, so they're going to be eating and then all of a sudden the lights go out. Maybe like one strobe light just for a little extra added effect. I won't have any gunshots because I don't know if that's the way I want to be killed. But then you'll hear a scream like a... And then all of a sudden, you look up,
and it'll be like,
I'm on the floor.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're going to be killed?
Obviously. You.
I think you should be face down in a pool.
Well, that's what I was thinking, Gatsby style.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking
we
that.
We got to do it like.
So it's going to be good. Oh, my gosh. And then you have to find me. You have to find my body.
So
oh, my
you
gosh. You
really...
have to find me and my dead betrothed.
So you really thought about this.
I'm like fully committed to this.
When I tell you how many times I've heard about her
yes.
plan.
And it gets better every
that's
time,
that's why I was
it?
Like, Gia, tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us about your wedding.
So the thing is, everyone's like, well, what if your fiancé doesn't want to? No.
He's going to want to because he's marrying her. So he's already going to be on board with this.
Can you imagine if we get emails coming in like after this episode?
Of people that did this?
Teacher, I am the one. I too want a murder mystery dinner show for my wedding.
I would love
wedding.
That, but I would also have style. To say, do you really want that? Like,
you're
really?
Gonna need someone that wants that.
I know, yeah. but like, yeah. they can't be that outward of a freak. I feel like I have to warm them up to it.
But you're an outward yeah, freak.
Well, I know, freak. But my partner cannot be.
I'm gonna tell you this.
I need someone more mellow.
I can't. No.
I'm gonna tell you this. Yeah. Yes, opposites do attract. My husband, opposite of me. However, you.
Me.
Need a freak.
You're amazingly insane, and I love every minute of it.
Yes.
You need someone who's just a little bit insane, but yes, who's going to be like,
who's
yeah, that's amazing. But also...
Yes. Balance you.
A little
like, yes, a little, yeah.
He has to have a little.
He has to have
it
a little.
It has to be a little bit. Yeah.
Well, obviously, he has to be a little bit of a nut, or
you're
else I don't
so
think he'll be
yang.
Able to understand.
You're so yang that your yang needs a little bit of yang. He needs to be like a yang. Like a little.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah. So yeah. When I was younger, I actually did have a pug. She had a yin-yang, color and she ate it off. But anyways, right. Yeah. So that's my personal wedding plan.
Anyway.
I would love another pug.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah. So
that's Gia's dream wedding, everybody.
Wow.
That is
my
love
dream
that.
Wedding. If anyone wants to marry me, let me know. I don't want it just yet though.
You know what I saw the other day on another bridal salon?
Please
like
tell
other
us.
Another whatever. It wasn't from around here. I think it was like I don't know, like California, whatever. The new trend is now like fiancés or whoever send gifts in to the bride who's trying on dresses. Like there was a bouquet of flowers delivered to the
that's so shop.
Oh, we should do that. That's adorable. Yeah, we've had people like
one,
but it's usually not the fiance.
No,
in
it's always like the
I
like
have a video
family
one.
Member who can't you have really?
Yeah, well I can't post it because it came when she was in her dress that she said yes to. So we had it was like a note in the appointment.
Here?
Yes.
Oh my God, how cute.
And I think it was maybe her second appointment. I think maybe she'd been shopping around for a while and I think her fiance was low key like, I think you need to say yes now. Just get your wedding dress. Because then the flowers
funny.
Came in and we like harbored them in the bag for a minute.
That's
and then
cute.
I had a note on it and it was like, congratulations on finding your dress. And then we brought
it's
it
cute.
Out to the bride.
I
but and
marry.
I was like, oh my gosh, can I film this? But I can't post it or anything.
Can,
she
can
was
I see
in
it
the dress
after?
That she said yes to. Yeah, I'll have to look for it. But it's all like right. deep in my archives.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
That's so adorable.
It's cute.
It was really
and
really cute.
Her reaction was so funny.
Did
she was like, no. She was like, are you kidding me? He did this. Like, she was, like, all, like, aggressive about it. It was so funny. I was like, this is how you know they're a good couple.
Listen, I think it's cute. Adorable. But, like, what the hell else do we have to do here? You know what I mean? Like, you got to get the flowers at the bridal shower. Mm-hmm. You got to do this. You got to, like, what else?
We'll make anything, like. Yeah. We'll commercialize everything, so.
Well, we've
Which is
had...
very much weddings these days. They're all commercialized.
Yeah.
Thick and tired.
Thick and tired.
Corinne, why don't you start?
No, I'm not going to start.
All right, I'll start. I am thick on our experience at News 12.
Don't.
Your segment, Corinne, in which I stood there with a beautiful gown on.
Yeah, but say why you're thick on.
Because I got to meet Erin Colton, who is a Long Island celebrity. She's on News 12, and I fangirl her hard, and we got to watch her work, which honestly, there was no teleprompter. She kind of just freaking winged it, and she's amazing at that. I've always wanted to get in that because I feel like I'm good at talking to people and like keeping it moving, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't stumble or anything. It was beautiful. It was great. I was so starstruck by her, and she's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Erin, if you're listening, just, you know, if you need an assistant or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Just give me a call. What I am tired about is I am tired about having awful eyesight. I forgot
your glasses are cute though.
They're cute, but they're really cute. These are really old. These are Versace.
They're like little cat eye shape for anyone who can't see.
But I want a more elaborate cat eye.
I can't. They're
anyway,
cute.
But I am blind as a mother. I am blind as a bat. So
as
like
a bat. I just tried on her glasses.
A goddamn
you should turn
bat.
Your glasses around and put them into your camera so people can
look
see.
At that
I don't
thickness.
Know if that's gonna work.
It's like a whole windshield. But
I
anyway,
bet you it
no,
would.
Not even a windshield. It's like a anyway. So
like Coke bottles.
Yes, Coke
caps.
Coke. It's like Coke caps.
It's like Coke.
Anyway, I forgot to order my contact lenses, and now I have to wear my glasses for a couple weeks, and I am miserable because I couldn't put my makeup on that great this morning.
Well,
can't
you look
see
beautiful.
The kid. Thank you. I love you.
So
Scarlett rips them off my face. Fucking kids. All right, Gia, thick and tired.
So. My thick of the week is so random and strange, but it's press-on nails. So I
wait. Are you thick or tired on them?
Oh, I'm thick on them.
Okay.
I love a press-on nail. I love how they have them all shapes, all sizes. I like to keep my nails really short because I'm very, I'm a handy gal.
Are you handsy?
I am very handsy. I'm tactical. I need to be able to feel things, move things. I'm like, I really mess my fingers up. Like, if you could see my nail polish right now, it is so bad. It is horrifying. It's powder gel. But the thing is, so when I wear press-on nails, they literally just pop off like nothing. I could use a million pounds of glue, the best glue. But I just love them, and I feel like I need to get into them more and also save my money on nails. We already discussed this. I really don't care spending money on my nails, but Sunday I might do a little mani-pedi. But
yeah,
I love press-on nails. My tired...
Self-love.
I'm tired of men stand-up comedian amateurs.
Oh, shit. That feels direct.
That does feel direct.
Why was it direct?
Say the name, Gia.
Burn. No, I don't think anybody knows the name.
I think he just walked right past our store.
He did. So.
Okay, let's not.
Who is it?
We can't say.
No, so there is.
Edit it out. Who is
Stop.
It? Who is it? Edit it out.
We'll tell you later.
There's.
We can't.
So, you know, I just feel like. I've been in a few situations in my life where men have just tried to show me their stand-up routine.
Sorry.
And I personally think I have a very good sense of humor for the most part.
I feel really out of the fucking know right now, first of all. Anyway, go ahead. So,
but I've been shown stand-up routines by men, and they are just amateurs, and it is so typical and just not funny that I don't know if I'm supposed to be laughing and what I'm supposed to be laughing
So they suck.
At.
They think they're funny and they're not.
Basically.
Okay, yeah.
You said it, not
me. Well, I mean, we've all... Most men, right? Let's be real. You're not fucking funny. We're better than you.
And specifically,
happy
honestly,
Happy Women's History Month.
I'm talking like those middle-aged white man comedians.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. All right.
Oof.
I'm literally hot.
All right.
Just talking about this.
Just talking about this conversation.
Okay. Well,
mine's
a little bit easier, not as
contro
as Gio over here. I am thick on the fact that the sun is setting at 7 p.m. That means tonight I get to go home and go for my hot girl walk that I haven't done in ages.
Yes.
Because the sun is still out and I can walk outside without feeling like I'm going to be attacked
by
a man. You can use your cat stroller.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, you have one of those?
Yes, she does.
I forgot about that. They hate it though. But maybe I'll try it tonight. I'll let you guys know.
Makes, something about the sun setting at 7 p.m. makes me want to take my
kids out. It's amazing.
Yeah, I did a nice little walk yesterday. I did one with the dog. I'm dog sitting this week. And Molly and I had a great time.
That's why I want a dog, because I want to be able to go for walks with them.
You can borrow
That's why I got the stroller, so I could take my cats on walks.
So what is your tired?
My tired is daylight savings.
Okay.
Because I'm just fucking done with, you know, you think, okay, an hour, it's not a big deal, but week long, I cannot wake up. I feel tired all the time. Mm-hmm. It's thrown me completely off my schedule.
I know.
Would you say you feel thick and tired?
Very.
How about that?
Very.
Good night. Corinne, thick tired.
So my thick is, I'm going to change it up because it was going to be the News 12 thing, but that I was in the Bean today.
Oh,
so yes, we were in the Bean online, and a girl came in and she said, "Oh my God, I saw you on the news." And that was very cool. And I was like, I want to be a celebrity. That's
cool.
Did
you sign her baby's forehead?
No, she wasn't. Okay. She didn't have a baby. I signed her own forehead.
Okay.
The guy who served us our coffee was the guy, "Hey guys, I saw your 5 minutes of fame."
He said, "Oh, I saw you guys on the mailman." And the mailman. So it's nice to be recognized. And then the people at the chamber meeting last night. So that was very cool. But my tired is me, the nervousness I feel. I wish I can calm myself a little bit more, because I do speak fine in front of people. Amazing. And sometimes I let it get too much of me, the best of me. And then it gets in my head. And then I honestly... For me, I can't enjoy the moment. I want to run around and be super excited, but I'm so nervous that, I can't. So, I have to, I'm trying to work on that.
Yeah, I think that is totally normal, though.
I think so, too.
Everybody goes through that, because I do, too. The lights came on, and I was like, I'm going to pass out. I was standing there in the dress.
The lights came on,
I was like, it's really hot in here. Shit.
I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But, we made it.
Anticipatory anxiety of it, I think that gets you.
Yeah. It's it was just, but otherwise, it was great. Yeah. So,
but the performance is top tier.
Aww.
You take that nervous energy and turn it into... Yeah.
You next work very well under pressure.
Yeah. Well, thank very you. Well. That's very sweet.
Shit. So, Good Morning America. Let us know when you want us.
Anyway. Today's show.
Or the Today
Show.
Well,
Good Morning America, too, but we're going to go on the Today Show.
I think that's going to wrap up today, ladies. It was so nice chatting with you. Again, to our listeners out there, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you want to hear something, you want to hear a topic, you want to talk about it, if you want to, come on the pod.
Write in.
Write into us. Email us. Check us out on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We love doing this. I love coming here every Wednesday and talking to you guys. And
we will
I guess we'll
see you next Tuesday.